Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Creativity is an addiction.
I don't know. Will people end up in a hospital to help get it fixed? They might. They might. Because creativity of this nature can lead to other forms of creative things that lead to drugs, alcohol, whatever. You show me somebody that is brilliantly creative that doesn't sip, that doesn't toke. I mean, it's part of the release. I always tell people, all I want to do is just shut my mind off. That's all I want to do. I'm not in the mood to even think because creative things just take over. And what are you supposed to do about it when you've been taken over? You learn to deal with it. And you learn to put creative energy where it needs to be, being aware and saying, look, Mr. Creative, whatever you're doing to me right now, this isn't your time. I'm in control because this guy right here, he needs to rest. So creativity, get your junk out of my trunk and move on. God, I make it sound so easy, don't I? Unplug, because we will always say yes to creativity. Totally uncut, because we all make mistakes. This is Arrow Unplugged. When I ask, how are you getting along? I really do mean that. I do have that compassion for you. And when I say things need to change, it's only because I feel from the atmosphere, the universe, that things need to change. And if I didn't talk about it, then who would? Sure. I get a lot of letters and I talk with a lot of people that say, you're just the freakiest person. You say things that I would have never thought of. You're weird. You're very weird. I know. In fact, I did an album back in 2002. It was called They Think I'm Weird, So I Proved It. Accepting your weirdness. Where along the lines do you accept your weirdness? I just got off the phone a few minutes ago with comedian Joe Firestone, who's got a brand new TV show on the Peacock. And I'll tell you what, she's helping out seniors with comedy. And what's so interesting is that seniors are like kids. They will say the darndest things and you laugh. But seniors are also kind of grumpy people. And that's who I don't ever want to become, which is why I think I talk a lot, because awareness allows me not to become a curmudgeon. And it's like, I don't want to go there. I don't want to become my dad. I don't want to. Hey, it's Arrow. This is The Daily Mess, a chronological walk through an everyday world. I am a daily writer. Every day, I fib you not, I write every day because that's my daily discipline, keeping myself in connection with the universe as it moves through each and every one of us. It is so important to know who you are, what you are, why you are, and still ask the question, who are you again? Right. Exactly. Let's go right. This is The Daily Mess. The weight of the world rests on each and every one of our chests. It is so present in your eyes. But is it the same weight that our parents once carried? I once complained about how deep the snow was in the state of Montana. I was also 10 years old, and I was barely 5 feet tall. In all things that we do, the world seems so small, and yet it still takes 5 hours to fly from the East Coast to the West Coast. What about friendships? I mean, I'm friendly with everyone, but does it truly qualify as a friendship? Would they accept some of the weight of the world so I can get on with my own personal life as well? Because that's what friends do, right? Well, it depends on what time it is on the clock. If there's something in it for them, they might take some things.
then the investment toward, a potential growth in the friendship is preferred. Meditation is something that when I was a kid, I heard about it. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I heard about it. But meditation in my 50s, it helps me make it through the questions and serious lack of answers. I have managers and decision makers that can't do what I'm expected to accomplish daily. I laugh inwardly at them. I really do. It must be the old-fashioned game of right place at the right time, because why are you doing what you're doing if you can't do what I'm doing? And I'm just a beginner. I'm a novice at this. True leaders don't really have the skills anymore. It's the circles that they build that holds them up. Now, why would I say something like that? Well, because someone said it to me, an operations manager at a cluster radio station. He looked at me and he says, "How do you think we're doing?" I said, "I think you're brilliant at what you're doing. You're a good operations manager." I wasn't sucking up. I really liked Tom. I really did. And it wasn't because he liked Gloria Estefan. It's Tom was just a great guy. And he goes, "You know what makes a great leader? The circles that he creates. He surrounds himself with people with dedication, loyalty, perseverance. That's what makes a great leader." Well, as I've aged in life, matured, I'm not so sure that I believe in the full circle here. Because you can be inside that circle and not have skills today. You just were in the right place at the right time. This is not a knock against leadership. It's not. All I want to do is I want to gut check you in the way of saying, hey, where are the real leaders? Where are the people that have bled the blood? Where are those that went to hell? And when they finally made their way back, they're telling people, don't do it. Don't do it. I know. Don't go down there or up there, over there, wherever hell is. The leaders are the ones that get their nose bloodied because they put their face where they weren't supposed to. They took on chance. A leader is someone who notices that seven people didn't show up at work today. And although you are not the decision maker, you are not the manager on duty, you went ahead and you did things that you weren't supposed to do. And that was you reached beyond 8 hours. And you did things that everybody else was supposed to do, but they decided not to go to work. That's what leaders are. And I'll tell you the one thing, and first of all, I'm not a leader, but I want to inspire you, hopefully, in thinking like this. Don't do something that you know in your heart is great, expecting someone to come up and pat you on the back. Because the one thing that I cannot stand is, I appreciate you. I can't stand that. You rock. No, I can't stand it. When you do something without expecting a pat on the back, now you're a leader. You're a leader. You're someone who can take a team and turn it into a diamond. You're somebody who can say, hey, look, I realize the times are tight, they're tough, we're tripping, we're falling, but I still have a product that needs to be served to a community, and that community needs us because for some stinking reason, they keep showing up. I think it's because of your leadership. Not the circle of people, but the something that you're bringing and not having to identify it with you. They just feel something. I'm Errol, and that's The Daily Mess.